So I wanted to pay tribute to someone. And this is a little bit different intro than you guys are used to. My favorite radio host, all-time radio host, died, but it was while I was off the air. I was snow skiing, so it's been a while. It's been about a month. But I wanted to talk about it because last night I went down a rabbit hole, and he was a shock jock in Dallas. His name was Russ Martin, and that was the theme song that he used on his show. I'm not deserving to play that theme song because I'm not a radio celebrity, and I'm not a Howard Stern, I'm not a Russ Martin, but I wanted to talk about it because I used to love, so when I moved to Dallas, I was by myself. My boyfriend at the time broke up with me within about, I don't know, a month of him going back to England after I moved to Dallas. I moved to Dallas. He joined me for the summer. And then after he went home, he broke up with me. And I had no friends. I had nothing and hadn't joined the Turtle Creek Corral yet. But I loved talk radio. I hadn't even gotten into podcasting yet, and I don't know how I found it, but I was like, oh, you know, I wonder what talk radio is on in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And somehow I stumbled across the Russ Martin Show. And there were a lot of reasons not to like him. I mean, he was, you know, a typical redneck. I don't know if he was homophobic or racist or anything. I don't know. I mean, who knows? He was a shock jock, so he would do all kinds of crazy things on the air, and you didn't know. You didn't know if he was a good person in real life, except that he had a foundation for fallen police and firefighters, and he would, anytime a policeman or a firefighter would die, his foundation would write a check for, I don't know, $40,000 or $50,000. To that particular wife, usually. Right away, like same day or within a day. And so, you know, he did good things, but I'm not saying that he was a perfect person. But what I will say is he was so funny on air. And one of the reasons, so those of you who've listened to me for a while, and I've talked about him before. In fact, I can't say for sure that I haven't mentioned this in passing on my show in the past month. For whatever reason, last night I started doing some research to see, well, are they continuing the show without him? Are they, you know, what are they doing? I randomly check back in with the show over the years since I moved. It's not on the air here. And he had a lot of health issues. He was pretty young. He was only 60 when he died. But they had a very reality show. They called it, they referred to it as like a treehouse where they would have a lot of friends and a lot of people who would come into the show, and he never started the show with an intro. Like, today is Friday, you know, like I do. He always, and so the Adam and Maddie Show, my very first podcast. So I was inspired by the Russ Martin Show to do the Adam and Maddie Show and to start podcasting. And they did not have any, they would play that theme song. And sometimes it's a 5 minute song. So sometimes it would stretch out for 4 or 5 minutes before anyone would ever start talking. But they would start talking as if they were in the middle of a conversation. And I loved it. You felt like they had been having this cool, they were just hanging out with each other and they just flipped on a button and, you know, they let you into their world. And he was so funny and he would do crazy things, and the program director, I know it was very behind the scenes because they talked a lot about the program director of the radio station and how things worked, and he actually nailed shut the door of the program director, and it might have been a bit. They did take photos of things and put them on their website and stuff, but I don't know what was a bit and what wasn't. But for whatever reason, I just found him hilarious. And over the years, he had some health issues, and he was on the show less and less. They still had the show, but his co-hosts kind of carried it on. He had a lot of drama. you know, like there has been a lot of drama in my life over the years. But anyway, he died. And I just wanted to, you know, last night I went into a little bit of a rabbit hole. I listened. They did a memorial episode the day he died. It was on a Saturday, and their show usually wasn't on Saturdays, but they went on the air on their radio station and did an hour memorial show for him. And then, and there's a way to download. You can, he has that Fallen Police and Firefighters Foundation in Dallas, Fort Worth. You can go to russmartin.fm and you can pay for a subscription, and that money goes to that foundation, and you can download episodes. You can, like, a podcast. And iHeartRadio does have his show as a podcast, but they clip out little 10 to 15 minute sections. But like I said, the past 5 or 6 years, because he's had so many health issues, he hasn't been on the air as much. So a lot of times when you tune in, you wouldn't hear him. You would hear his co-host. But regardless, the whole style of just chatting and, you know, kind of hanging out like Daniel and I do on Friday nights when we do Mix Minus. And we do have a segmented show, so it's a little different. But again, kind of the feeling of, you know, you're friends with those people. And again, that's one of the, I don't know, one of the benefits of podcasting is you can build a relationship and you can actually become friends or feel like you're friends with podcast hosts or if you're a podcaster with listeners. And so I was listening to the show that they, I was skiing or I was on the ski trip when he died. And I didn't really have time to reflect on it all that much. But when I started listening to the memorial that they were doing, it made me tear up. I watched his funeral. This is so weird. His funeral was on YouTube. And I watched the funeral and I teared up in bed last night. So I just wanted to mention it. This is, you know, talk radio is very important to me. And he was one of the, you know, one of my, I don't want to say I looked up to him, but I thought he was so good at what he did. And I hoped that someday in my podcasting or whatever, I've always wanted to be a radio host, but you can't make good money as a radio host unless you're Howard Stern. And radio's going away. So podcasting is as close as I could come. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you guys. And that's why I started with a little bit different theme song. No, Flavio Hills, it's not because you don't like the theme song. Monday, we will go back to the regular old theme song. Don't you worry. All right, we do have a voicemail, and I want to go ahead and play that. So let's have a listen to the voicemail. I need to download it first. All right, here we go. Oh.
Adam.
Yes?
This music is really confusing me.
I was just talking about that.
I don't know it's your show. I keep thinking my phone has switched to some kind of radio station.
Oh.
Today is Thursday, April 1st.
Well, it's me.
Oh, it's April Fool's Day. That's why you've got this weird music. Okay, sorry. Ignore this. Do not play this message on your show. I'm ordering you, even though, well, that means you will, because you always do the opposite because you don't want to do what people tell you. Okay, fine. Whatever. Bye.
Well, you know, thank you for the call, Scotty, by the way. It's ironic. I do not listen to voicemails ahead of time. You could call and leave horrible things. And I will. Now, this is a recorded podcast, so if it's something completely horrible, I'll just cut it out and not play it. But I mean, you could call and leave really silly, funny things or whatever. I'm not going to listen to it. Sometimes I get cracked up because I do not listen and I have no idea what you guys are going to say on your voicemails. So it's always, sometimes I laugh. But yeah, so thanks for the call. And no, that was not an April Fool. I don't remember the first day that I played it. Was it April Fool's? Was that the first day that I... Because April Fool's was on a Friday, wasn't it? Or was it on a Thursday? I don't know. I could look at my calendar. But this Mac, I don't know how to pull up a calendar on the Mac. It's so confusing. It doesn't just come up by default when you click on the date like it does in Windows. That was a Thursday. Okay. So, but April Fool's was a Thursday. I don't know the day that I switched theme songs. I'm going to have to go back and look now. Now I'm curious. Did I switch on April Fool's Day? Wouldn't that be funny? So anyway, I, you know, love radio, love talk radio, love all of that. And I love, I maybe that's part of the reason why I really love that, you know, EDM kind of with a, you know, a nice hook where you can come in and be like, you know, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, whatever, you know. Anyway, I really like it. And I based my original podcast, The Adam and Maddie Show, loosely off of maybe a gay version of The Russ Martin Show. At least the intro, and not, again, not the music, but how Maddie and I would just come in as if we were already having a conversation. There was no intro, like the date or who we were. We didn't introduce ourselves. We didn't say, hey, I'm Adam, I'm joined by Maddie. No, we would just, we would just start off in a conversation. That's even kind of how I do it when I'm on other shows with like Mix Minus. Daniel does this whole intro and then I just come in with some random topic as if he and I were talking before. And usually we were, because we're on a live stream before. And you know, the live stream is kind of our treehouse. It's all the friends hanging out with us. So I don't know. I just wanted to mention it. I'm feeling nostalgic and I'm sad that my favorite radio co-host has passed away. And yeah, I wanted to share that with everyone. I know I've mentioned it before. I'm absolutely certain that I've mentioned my love of talk radio and my favorite radio host, but I don't think that I've mentioned that he passed away. And so there you go. I yelled at my boss today. Well, not my new. So I think I told you guys, I got a new boss, which I'm really happy about. A new boss. I realized my current boss was already new. But he's a senior director or whatever, and he hired someone under him that is now my boss. And other people as well, not just me. So now we have a layer of defense between him and us. But he was in a meeting today for some stuff, and I'm a product owner for testing. And I'm really passionate about testing. I don't really like testing, but I'm really passionate about quality assurance and testing because that's what I originally came from. And so I got really passionate and yelled. I was like, but testing is important. You don't understand. People, developers and everyone test their software every single time they release a new build. And it is definitely something that we should invest money in. And we always say we want to, you know, promote quality products to production. And yet here you are saying that it's not a high priority item or something like that. I just got so passionate today. This week has been so busy with work and everything. And so I was a little bit stressed out. I had a meeting. I had meetings all the way from 9:30 this morning until 2:30 in the afternoon with no break, all the way through lunch. And it was multiple meetings. I probably had 6 meetings between 9:30 and 2:30 where I had to switch contexts, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I've just been so stressed because all of this planning, and I didn't even get to have the mentor session that I wanted to have because she asked me to reschedule it. So I don't know, if only I could just be a radio host and not have to worry about this product owner stuff. Maybe they need a replacement on The Russ Martin Show. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys on Monday. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.